Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager at Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening today. So on today's show, the topic is back to school tips for families with children. And my guest today is Dr. Salman Saheed. Did I get it correct?
Yes, absolutely. Good morning, everyone.
And thank you so much for joining me today, Dr. Saheed.
You're welcome.
So you have been with Way Memorial Hospital, the health system, for about a year now, correct?
That's awesome. Yeah, that has been an amazing experience so far, mm-hmm. and I love people over here.
Yes, and yeah. We love having you.
Thank you.
You know, a shout out to Dr. Diamond who, you know, connected us together, and you are a pediatrician, correct?
Yes, I am.
So can you tell us a little bit about your background and how long you've been here and, you know, where you have practiced?
Yeah, it has been an exciting journey. Basically, I'm from Pakistan, and I did my graduation in year 2000. So after 10 years, for 10 years after my graduation, I kept on working in Pakistan. Then I moved to United Arab Emirates. There is a city, Al Ain, that is 150 kilometers from Dubai. I lived there for 10 years and worked in a tertiary care center at a level 3 neonatal intensive care unit. And then I decided to move to U.S. and moved to Oregon. And at Oregon, I had to redo my pediatric residency, because if you want to practice in U.S., you have to redo your residency here. So that's what I did at Oregon Health and Science University. It was an amazing experience, and it's a great university, a noble institute, and they really taught me a lot.
And you ended up here in Honesdale, PA.
Yeah, that's amazing. And yeah, it's amazing experience. That's the first time in my life that I'm living at a small town.
Mm-hmm.
Because previously in Pakistan, like, I'm basically from Karachi. It's probably a bigger city than New York.
Wow.
So it has a population of, I think, 25 million.
Holy
20
cow.
To 25 million. So my whole life has been like in a big city.
Mm-hmm.
And then in UAE, it was a kind of a medium city.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's the first time I'm living in a small town. It's a separate taste and pleasure. And especially what I like here is organic eggs, organic milk, and creameries.
Oh, yes,
creams,
yes.
And even vegetables, mm-hmm, like, or you mm-hmm. can get organic vegetables over here.
Well,
so that is amazing.
I need to take you around some of those places, the fresh farms and the farmer markets, which I'm sure you have already, you know, frequent some of those, which is wonderful. I'm just so excited for you to be on the show today and share with our listeners, you know, your expertise in pediatrics and working with children. So, you know, summer vacation, it is almost over. We're sad. I think some parents don't mind their children going back to school. But what recommendations do you have for parents or guardians of school-age children regarding, like, health checkups?
I think that's a great topic, and your question is awesome. I think the most important thing, probably most of the parents have already done it because we are almost starting in schools, that is changing the sleep routine. And as you know, during summer vacation, most of the kids are sleeping late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot suddenly change that routine. So you have to do it a few weeks earlier. So I hope people have done it already. But if not, it's not too late. So you can still do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the most important thing, because children need a good sleep,
mm-hmm.
so that they can be active mm-hmm. and learning good at school.
Right. And that includes, you know, that sleep habit, but also limiting, like, the video games, right? The TV time.
Yes.
I mean, that can sometimes, I know when children stay up late playing those things, they can't always shut their brains off, correct?
Yeah.
And that happens at any age, right? Yeah. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There are, like, that is probably in this era, that is the most important
mm-hmm.
Rule you have to set at home. That's a tech rules or screen time rules. And that means a lot. That's going to affect overall health of the child, present of the child, and that present will make the future of the child and the destiny of the child. So I think a lot of, and that thing, if not addressed well, can, mm-hmm. I think it should be addressed
routinely, right? With your children and stuff. And when you talk about like routine checkups, you know, with health checkups, immunization is included in that. Health, weight, blood pressure checks, correct? Is that really important for a child of any age? So you probably with pediatrics work 18 and under, is that correct?
Yeah, I do.
So, you know, what is the importance of, again, regular checkups and having a primary care physician / pediatrician for children under the age of 18?
Well, I'm glad that you asked this question. To me, that is very important question, and sometimes some people do not have awareness about the importance of the well-child exam, because a lot of time at well-child exam, we see kids and we don't give any medication, right? Mm-hmm. And people think as a child will not require any medication, why to go for that? Okay, so that's what I'm saying, that probably in my view, well-child checkups are more important than the sick checkups. Because a lot of times sick visits are viral illnesses which can resolve by their own. But well-child, we pick up a lot of things, especially growth,
mm-hmm.
Weight, height. We talk about dental health, okay? We talk about screen time. We talk about safety, okay? We take vitals. Sometimes things are picked up on vitals, like if someone has with the high blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
You would never know unless you check it.
Right.
Okay, so we check vision.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there for older kids, there are screenings for depression, anxiety, there are screenings for ADHD, there is screening for autism. So those illnesses, if you pick them early, they have significant difference in their outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And especially some diseases can go like unpicked throughout your childhood.
Right.
And you get to know them by the time you get your middle age. For example, a lot of people get ADHD diagnosed at the age of 40, 45, and they suffered throughout their life.
Right.
So those kind of things we can pick very early. That's mm-hmm. why I took so much time to highlight the importance of well-child exam. I think every child should have routine well-child mm-hmm. checkups strictly followed, and they are usually annual checkups, but initially first 2 years at every six months, but right. after 2 to 4 years of age, it's going to be yearly only. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be once a year, but it will give a lot of meaning to your child.
Right. And also it gives that parent or guardian who's taking care of that child the opportunity to ask questions of a pediatrician, of a professional, correct?
Awesome. Yeah, that's correct. And they can add, and the child can have questions. Parents mm-hmm. can have questions. So, and maybe a small tip can give a big impact on the child life.
Mm-hmm. What recommendations do you have? You know, the kids are going to be going back to school, mm-hmm. you know, and I was just talking with a coworker the other day, and she was saying how, yes, my sister's children haven't been sick during the summer because they haven't been around other children. But once they go back into school, they're going to be around a lot of other children,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And what happens when there's a lot of children? You get sickness, right?
Yeah.
And illnesses. What are some ways that we can, you know, help cut down on those, like hand washing? Is that really important to go over with your children?
Absolutely. Hand washing is always, I think, the most favorite of doctors, all the doctors. So, definitely you expect infections when the kids go to school, but usually those infections become less after first year of school.
Mm-hmm.
From second year onwards, whatever school they start, like if they start from preschool or KG and then go to grade one. So whatever they start, first year, it's a significantly higher amount of infections we see. And probably it's not always negative. It has a positive side as well.
Mm-hmm.
That is like immunity children get from those infections. They are bothersome. Really, they are bothersome for the kids, they are bothersome for the mother and father, but in a bigger view, they are giving immunity to the children, and that's why it's from the second year of life, they get, second year of their school, they get less infections.
Right, and so they're less home with sickness and stuff like that, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is some of the guidelines? So, you know, yes, if your child is not feeling good and needs to stay home, what are some of the guidelines? Because you do a lot of sick visits, right? Yeah. You work out of our Honesdale Away Memorial Community Health Center's Honesdale Pediatric Office, correct? And you do a lot of sick visits,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you may be writing notes for children to stay out of school. Is that true?
Yeah, I do.
What are some of the guidelines that you may recommend?
Yeah. So for sick visits, like for sickness, first of all, like there are two things we are for the school perspective are important. Mm-hmm. The one is that like children don't transmit the disease to other kids. And the other aspect is that they stay at home so they get better care, because the time they will spend at school, the care for their sickness will not be given like the way it is given at home.
Correct.
So I think there are two aspects for that. So the first aspect that we talk about, like the transmission of infection to the other kids. So there are guidelines that if a child has fever with cold symptoms, they should not go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have diarrhea, if they have two vomits in 24 hours, if they have abdominal pain more than 2 hours, or if they have mouth sores, which is not letting them swallow their mm-hmm. saliva and they're drooling, and if they have some other things like which are not acute sickness, but they are, if child has them, they are not supposed to go to school. That mm-hmm. is head lice, scabies, ringworm.
Oh, yes.
So those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But there is another thing. Once fever is gone, even then you have runny nose or cough,
mm-hmm.
you can go to school. That's not a barrier to go to school.
Okay.
Okay. So once fever is gone, you can go back to school. Once diarrhea is settled, you can go back to school. Sometimes there is fever and there is no obvious focus for that fever. For example, there's no cough, no runny nose, no diarrhea, no vomiting. Child has fever. At that situation, they can go to school. The guidelines are that if they have a fever without any cold symptoms,
mm-hmm.
they can still go to school. Similarly, there are also conjunctivitis patients. Like a lot of time, we have pink eyes and we
yes.
think that child should not go to school, but the guidelines is that they can go to school. The only thing they have to take care of is frequent hand washing and not to touch their eyes. Ear infections, if they don't have fever, or even infection, ear infection with fever,
mm-hmm.
If they don't have any cold symptoms, they can go to school.
Hmm.
But these are the things I'm talking in the perspective of transmitting the disease to the other kids.
Right.
But there is another aspect, which I told before, that care of the child.
Mm-hmm.
If for any illness, if you think the child looks sick and you think he'll not be getting enough hydration, he'll not be getting enough rest,
sleep, right,
and enough food, or I think the child should be rested at home.
Right, right. And again, we do know that, you know, when a child is at home, they do. They rest more, they recover quicker and stuff like that. And those are the things. So you covered many different important topics when we talk about sick children. But again, coming back to that primary care doctor, right? That primary care physician is, you know, to establish that relationship with your child's pediatrician, right? And so you can, when you have these questions and you're not sure, is to call them or to make that appointment, right?
Absolutely.
And meet with them, which
Absolutely.
Is so important.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, we have less than a minute left. Can you imagine 15 minutes goes really quickly? What's some recommendations that you recommend? Maybe some, like, one or two resources that parents can use to get some great information?
Like, I personally like, you know, it's a tech era, so we talk about websites. So I personally like healthychildren.org. I use it myself often. There's another website, kidshealth.org. There mm-hmm. are so many websites. I would like to give a disclaimer. I don't have any conflict of interest. But these websites I like, healthychildren.org and kidshealth.org.
Mm-hmm.
If any mom is pregnant, babycenter.com
mm-hmm.
is a good website. There are some other helplines for specific emergencies, like if there is any adolescent with suicidal ideation, autism,
mental health things,
eating disorder. There are separate helplines for each of them. They are open 24 hours, and you can easily ask them from your physician or a nurse. And you can even, if there's a time of the night, no one is available, you can even Google and call them.
Right, right.
And they are available 24 hours and they, backed by community. So I think they are awesome resources.
Right, right. Well, Dr. Saheed, thank you so much for being on the show today. Really, I think we're probably going to have to schedule another show to talk about other topics that you really do know a lot about. So I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. And I would like to thank you. And I would like to thank my patients and very cute children of Honesdale. I love them. And I really enjoy serving them.
Well, I am sure if I did have younger children, I would definitely bring them to you because you have been a pleasure to talk with and work with.
So. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.